The Racing Pulse trials expert, Matt Welsh, opens up the trial files.
Yes, it's that time of the week again where we unleash the trials, and the main man who has been just picking winner after winner after winner in recent weeks is Matty Welsh from the Trial Files. How are you, mate?
Very well, mate. How are you?
Very good. I like it when you come in with a very thick black book of horses to follow, and you've got a number of horses to back this week as well. And after we go through your black bookers, I'm intrigued to get your thoughts on the Monash Stakes, because we've got a lot of first uppers in that race, and the favourite Sepido is one of those. So we'll talk about that in a moment. And of course, it's a nice two-year-old race at Caulfield as well, with a few question marks surrounding them. But first of all, let's kick off with the black bookers. Where have we been watching trials this week?
Yeah, well, first we go to Mornington from last Wednesday. There was a couple I'd like to follow here that I think will turn up at reasonable odds when they hit the track. The first was out of heat one, which was the quickest heat of the morning, and it's a six-year-old gelding called Nearctic Chiller. This horse has recently transferred down from Queensland, where it was trained by Stuart Kendrick and is with Monica Sid now. He set the speed here. He was eventually run down by a smart galloper called Starvasive, but he wasn't placed under any pressure, and I thought went really well. So he's a 64 rater, and if he can find a sort of 1,100, 1,200 metre, 64, 70 race in the coming weeks, he'll be very hard to beat first up for the new stable.
That's an interesting ex-Queenslander to follow first up, Nearctic Chiller. Now, you found one of Johnny McArdle, which might be something we can have a look at a price.
Yeah, this is called Bed Talk, a two-year-old, and it does come with a word of caution that he has trialled well in the past and has failed to beat a runner home in two starts to date. So
issues?
I'm not sure. I mean, sometimes these two-year-olds can trial well. Maybe they get to the races, go shin sore, sometimes they can just trial well and just not put in on race day. But he's trialled really well again. He got back early in heat two and really hit the line strongly. He accelerated quickly and ended up winning the trial nicely. Look, I think if he can bring that trial form to race day, he's certainly capable of winning a couple of races. I would like to see a reasonable price about him in, you know, maiden, somewhere around sort of 1,100, 1,200 metre maiden to be backing him. But there's talent there, and hopefully when he hits the track this time in, he can display some of that.
All right, well, that's one that's going to be of some value. Bed Talk for Johnny McArdle. You found one called Certain L here, who we've heard of before. Four-year-old mare now with Paul Rock.
Yeah, she's a very reliable galloper over the short courses, sort of 1,000, 1,100 metres. She's a benchmark 70 rater, and she just does everything right. This was a short course trial over the 600, and they ran very quick time. And she showed good speed, as she always does. She's very professional in the way she goes about her work, and I think when she turns up at the races, she'll run a big race both first and second up. She's most efficient first and second up, and I think she can be followed as well out of the Mornington trials.
Okay, and at Flemington, what do you make of the jump outs there?
There was a fantastic set of jump outs, and I think a real air of spring is starting to appear, especially at these metro tracks through the trials and jump outs. And Knowable from the Stephen Richards yard was one of the picks of the morning out of heat one. This gelding has some really good form. He beat Widgey Turf and Mr. Sneaky, who went on to become very good horses in the later autumn months. And he's a three-year-old gelding who trialled extremely well in heat one. He sat outside the leader. He was always in control. They ran good time and looked really good in his action. So I think he's in for a big spring campaign. Probably work his way up through the lower handicap races before maybe touching into sort of listed and that lower stakes company. So he looks really well. That's Knowable out of heat one.
Okay, that's from the Steve Richards yard, and we know he's got plenty of form. This is an interesting one from the Hayes Dabernick stable, Valak.
Yes, this five-year-old gelding hasn't raced since October 2015. He came over from Ireland as a maiden galloper, so they must have thought something of him to bring him all the way out to Australia, which isn't cheap. He's a really flashy individual, a near white gelding, and I was most taken with the way he went about his work in heat three. He set the speed. They didn't run flash time, but he was well held together to the line. And look, given he's going to turn up, I would have thought he'd turn up huge odds based on his form when he hits the track. And he was somewhat proficient over that sort of 1,600 metre distance in Ireland. So he can come to hand quickly. And Look, I certainly think he can win a maiden, and I think he can probably go on with that as he gets deeper into the campaign and gets a bit of racing under his belt off that long spell.
All right. Well, there's one definitely to follow. It could be a big odds Valak, an international. Look for it having its first Aussie start. Keena Ray, as we'd probably expect, Keena Ray caught your eye as well.
Yes, look, he's a quality galloper. Hasn't been seen since the Group 1 winter bottom in November of last year over in Perth. But, look, he just did everything you'd expect of him. He travelled enormously out wide on the track on speed. He moved really well, and he looks back in great order. He'll no doubt head to the sort of Group 3, Group 2 sprints early in the spring. And I think on the back of this work, he may well have one more trial before heading to the races. But given he's had a long break, he looked really sharp and looked really well, so I think we can follow Keena Ray moving forward.
All right, very good. And you found a couple of Godolphin runners to keep an eye on as well.
Yes, well, James Cummings has taken over a couple of really nice two-year-olds, I think, that went around here in, well, firstly, Humboldt in Heat 6. This heat was run in really quick time. He settled a couple of lengths off the early speed. He ended up finishing third, but it was the sort of 100, 150 metres after the line that really caught my attention. He worked through the line. He put a couple of lengths on his rivals as they worked through the post. And he looks a really smart son of Lonro. And I think we can follow him wherever he goes on debut. I wouldn't be surprised to see him turn up in town even in the coming weeks. So he looks smart. That's Humboldt out of Heat 6.
All right. And you found another one as well. This one's a two-year-old by Helmut that you think we should follow.
Equally as impressive was Viking Raid in Heat 10. Helmut can be known for throwing slightly cantankerous juveniles. We've seen the one over in America who played up coming out of the stalls in the big race over there. But Viking Raid was exceptional in Heat 10. He sat outside Alice Island, who held the lead, and ended up finishing third like his stablemate in the trial, but was not far from the winners and had heaps to offer when they went to the line. And this was actually, I think, the quickest heat of the morning from memory. So really impressed with Viking Raid, and I think he trialled back in April at the official trials in Cranbourne and didn't show quite as much, but it's great to see he's taken that step. And over the 3 or 4 months between those two trials, he looks to have made great improvements. So follow him with some confidence as well.
Looking forward to seeing both of those under James's name. Are you starting to see the better quality ones now hitting the trials?
We are. I spoke to Tom Haylock during the week, actually, up in Sydney. There was an excellent set of trials. So I think they come out a little bit earlier in Sydney, and then over the next couple of weeks, we'll start to see those in Melbourne filter through. Obviously, horses like Keena Ray and few of those heading to the Monash are the first signs of spring, and you know, it really is just around the corner. So
yeah, looking forward to that. We'll get Tom involved as well, because as you mentioned, Sydney are renowned for trialling their horses quite a lot with the good ones coming back. You mentioned the Sir John Monash. Before we get to our bets for the weekend, what's your overview of the race? Because I know for a lot of punters, it could be a bit of a head scratcher, because we've got a lot of these are first up. Sepedo is around about a $2.10 favourite. Have you seen him in any jump outs?
I haven't. You know, you can make a best guess at the Cranbourne jump outs as to which one might be him, but couldn't categorically say I have. And, you know, his best is certainly good enough to have him a reasonably short price favourite, but you just don't know how he's come back. And probably the only one that I have seen that really impressed, as we mentioned last week, was Lord of the Sky. And, you know, this race at Caulfield, where he can get up on speed, is right in his wheelhouse. But, you know, if Sepedo was anywhere near its best, I think Lord of the Sky would probably struggle to hold him out late. Obviously, you've got Chocolateaholic there, who's first up for Weir over.
Have we seen him at all publicly?
He trialled at Lark Hill, I think it was back in May. And went well, and I haven't seen him at the sort of local jump outs here in Victoria since he's been here. But, you know, Weary's got a great record with these WA horses coming over and performing extremely well. The other ones I saw, Divine 10 trialled at Caulfield last week and struggled a touch, I felt.
This is the ex-Hong Kong galloper.
Yeah, with Kelvin Burke, and it was the medium of huge support, I think, one day at Moonee Valley earlier in the year. And then Mert the Flirt, I thought, might need the run against these as well on the trials that I'd seen. But a very tricky race to assess when you haven't seen the $2.10 favourite and how it's going ahead of this preparation.
It is, and I know you've got a bet in the race, so give us a quick snapshot, your synopsis of the two-year-old race as well at Caulfield on Saturday.
Yeah, this is a fantastic two-year-old race, race two out at Caulfield on Saturday. I mentioned on Twitter during the week, you've got a horse up the top in Bandipur who ran extraordinary time in winning at Mowi first up. I think it was $4.50 into even money, and I don't think punters could get enough on. Unfortunately, I wasn't one of them, but you know, it ran really good time. And then Sheer Madness is a horse that we've mentioned on this segment a couple of times in recent weeks, trained by John Salinitri, and he looks to be flying heading into this campaign. You go back to his early run at Caulfield last preparation, he was 2.5 lengths off Property and Azazel at Caulfield, and that's sort of, you know, top level two-year-old form. I don't mind that he draws wide here. I think horses drawn wide over the 1200 or the sprint trips at Caulfield out of the chute have a very good record, and he's around sort of $13, and I think that Caulfield race 2 number 3 Sheer Madness represents great each way value. The ones I'll be including, though, are the top weight Bandipur off that hot win at Mowi. I thought I Did It Again trialled really well at Pakenham last month and has been the medium of early support. Chai Yu on its home track has shown great speed in a couple of jump outs and is the other one I would definitely include in wider multiples. But Sheer Madness looks really good value there at that sort of $13 plus at Caulfield on Saturday.
Okay, we spoke to Mick Price earlier in the week and he did give us a bit of a push for Chai Yu, said that it does go quite well, as you'd be hoping when you pay $340,000 for it. That Bandipur race, spread eagled them by 8 lengths. Has been anything that's come out of that race since?
I can't recall, to be honest. There have been a few that I have noticed in the form guide have come through that race. I can't remember how they've gone, but the time, the sectionals the horse ran were really good for the day. There was a couple of other races over the same distance, 1100 from memory, and you know, well over a second quicker, which is, you know, 6 lengths plus quicker than those other races, and against the open handicap races later in the day was a superior time. So it was a really good performance.
All right, well, we will wait to see on Saturday about that, but you have got a couple today, and you are known as the Thursday Specialist. Who do you like at Ballarat?
So race three, there's a horse called the Decorator making its debut.
Incidentally,
here.
Incidentally, it was also entered in
it
that
was,
race.
It was entered at Caulfield on Saturday, which is a positive sign that they have some opinion of this horse. He's a son of Rebel Raider, so it is some surprise to see him showing up over the short course at the jump outs at Caulfield, but he's showing good speed. He's had 3 trials recently. The most recent was the most impressive. I think from gate 6, Benny Thompson will be able to sit behind what looks a reasonable speed on paper, and I thought at $13-$14 it'd be strong to the line late. So Ballarat race 3, number 4, Decorator, keen to have something each way. I think for those looking to back the favourite here, Prosecution did trial up quite well at St Arnold, but I just thought it was a little bit short around that $1.80 mark first up.
Certainly is short. Have you seen Born to Flight, the other one in the market, at any jump outs?
Yeah, it trialled well at Flemington. I didn't think it trialled well enough to be around that $3.50 mark. It's certainly got ability, and Maroney Stable are very good with first uppers off their trials. But yeah, I thought from barrier one it might be slightly awkwardly positioned in the run, need a bit of luck late, and yeah, I just thought it was under the odds, and I definitely thought the Decorator was the one over the odds in the race.
Well, we like that at about $13. Now, we lost one in race number 4. You were keen on Aggravate, which is out. Does that mean that we defer to the Weir favourite?
Well, I actually listened back to Henry Dwyer's interview with you yesterday, and he was very keen about his horse. So I'm kind of glad that Aggravate was scratched, and we'll let the race go. But Poseidon's Pool did try well in race 4. Straviera from the Dwyer yard trialled the same morning out at St Arnold and did go nicely. And I did have an opinion of that horse back in the earlier in its career. So that'll be a good race. But I think those two will dominate Poseidon's Pool and Straviera in race 4.
Okay. And then you like one from the Kavanagh stable in race number 8.
I do. Piped Abroad, this I think is the best of the day. A 4-year-old mare, drawn barrier 4 first up of the 1200 metres. She's going to get a lovely run in transit. She won't be far away from the speed, and her recent jump out at Flemington was exceptional. She's always shown good ability. She's started favourite, I think, every time she's been to the races, so the stable clearly have a big opinion of her, and I think she's ready to deliver this campaign. There's been some early money for her, which is a positive sign. And yeah, I think Ballarat race 8, number 5, Piped Abroad, will go very close today.
Oh, I like that. What price will we be taking, do you think?
I think she's into about 380, but I think after the scratchings, that's more than acceptable.
Best of the day, race 8, number 5, Piped Abroad. And you like one tomorrow at Pakenham as well?
Well, race 3, I think this is going to... I'll be surprised if this turns up any shorter than 50-1 when they put markets up. Race 3, number 6, She's Limitless. She had the one start at Pakenham, which was on the turf track, in a very good race behind Miss Siska and Bellamia, but she was 8.2 lengths astern in 7th and never really looked likely. But I was just taken with a recent trial on the Pakenham Synthetic where she showed really good speed. She won the trial. The second horse came out and ran okay at Geelong recently, and they ran good time for the morning. So I just thought she'll turn up huge odds and she'll put herself in the race early. So I just thought she might be worth a small ticket each way.
So what price do you think she'll be?
Oh, she'll be 50-1 plus, I'd
50
say.
50-1?
I'd say so. I think she'll be big odds. I'd be surprised if she's not.
Gee whiz, this could be legendary making stuff. There's 50-1, She's Limitless. If she can get up tomorrow, we'll build that statue. All right. Well, there's the roughie of the weekend. Race 3 at Pakenham. She's Limitless. And you've mentioned Sheer Madness. You're happy to play at a bit of value at Caulfield on Saturday as well.
Yeah, and play around with the multiples there with those who have tried well, and also Bandipur. And I think that'll be a race for punters to follow going forward into the early better three-year-old races, as these horses now about to turn three. And I think that's a really strong race and one that punters should follow with confidence going forward.
All right, there it is. That's the Trial Files segment. Matty, good luck over the weekend, mate.
Thanks, Michael. You too, mate. Cheers.
Matty Welsh from the Trial Files. Make sure you follow them on Twitter, or you can also have a look at them on punters.com. Of course, we'll put up all of the Trial Files tips on at the RSN website. And you can also download the podcast with Matty Welsh to get across all of his Trial File tips. We're going to take a short break, 25 minutes to 10. On the other side of this, it'll be the harness racing boss of Victoria in the studio, David Martin.